God often chooses the young to lead his people, and the Bible is filled with accounts that show God's trust in young people. For example, we have David, who found favor with God, and he was chosen to be his servant, and David became Israel's greatest king, and he reigned for 40 years. Daniel was a teenager when he committed to serve God. As an old man facing death, Daniel continued the practice of praying to God three times a day, as was his custom since his early days. We also see that God used a young Jewish girl named Esther, who had come to the kingdom for such a time as this to save a whole race of people. Paul's beloved son in the faith was a young man by the name of Timothy, and Paul had great confidence in Timothy's ministry when he wrote him, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity." Paul also mandated that Timothy preach the word. Mary was still a young maiden when she gave birth to the Savior of this world. She was a godly woman who was favored by God. Well, childhood and the prime of life are fleeting. The truth of this becomes more apparent as you get older. How can one make the most of his young days? What does the Bible say on this subject? Well, first of all, I would tell young people that God wants you to enjoy life. We read in Ecclesiastes 11, verse 9, "Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the day of thy youth." The wise man says here that young people should enjoy life. You know, generally, there are less of the challenges and hardships that come with age. There are fewer responsibilities in your younger days. However, young people, this does not mean that you have a license to sin or to go out and sow your wild oats. There is still a responsibility for each one of you to serve God. Listen to Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. There, that familiar passage says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." Well, the young should reject the world and its influence. Good, clean recreation and happiness are an important part of being young. God wants people to enjoy their young days, and also he wants them to remember him. Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all of thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy paths." It is a great challenge for young people to live in the world, but not be of the world. Young people have the challenge to stand opposed to immorality, drinking, drugs, youthful lust, profanity, pornography, and dishonesty. Young people should be encouraged to choose good companionship, as we see in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33. And parents also should surround themselves with good companions, and such association will affect the thinking and the direction of their children. The young should place their minds on heavenly things. Galatians 3, verse 2 says, "Set your affection on things above, not on things on earth." And our hope and our desire is that the young will learn to love the world less and less, and the Lord more and more. Well, young people, I would also tell you to consider marriage and marry a Christian. Proverbs 5, verse 18 says, let thy fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. Well, in addressing his sons, a wise man says to rejoice in the wife of your youth. Now, this is not a suggestion to you that you rush into marriage. This is not a suggestion to you that you marry the wrong person. We see in 2 Corinthians 6, verse 14, "Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. What fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness?" Now, it also does not mean that you must get married. But from youth, be looking for one. Be looking for one who would make a good, godly spouse. And when contemplating marriage, I would urge young people to marry only in the Lord. This is advice, of course, that Paul gave to widows in 1 Corinthians 7, verse 39, and I believe it is good advice for the young today. Now, marrying a Christian does not ensure that you will have a successful marriage, but it certainly seems that marrying one would increase the chances of having a successful marriage. And if one chooses a companion who is a Christian, then they have something in common. On the other hand, when one marries an unbeliever, they have the potential for many problems. It is unwise, to say the least, for a Christian to marry someone who is not a Christian. Now, let me also give you a word of warning, young people. There may be someone out there who will become a member of the church just to marry you. And you need to be very, very careful about that. Because if you do that, that's when the trouble starts. Well, we all know that marriage is a lifetime commitment. Whenever you choose a marriage partner, you should choose that person with two questions in mind. Will this person help me make it to heaven? And is this the person that I want to spend the rest of my life with? We live in a world in which the whole concept of marriage is in great danger, and divorce is commonplace in our world today. Today's society says, oh, well, if you've got a problem, then you can just get a divorce. Well, that's not God's way. We all here today know that's not God's way. God intended for a man and a woman to remain or to stay married for a lifetime. We read about that in Matthew 19, verses 4 through 6. And he answered and said unto them, have ye not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let no man put asunder. Young people, I want to encourage you. I want to tell you that you need to work hard. Proverbs 20, verse 29 says, the glory of the young man is their strength. The beauty of an old man is a gray head. You know, old men have the experience or the advantage of experience. They have the advantage of wisdom. But you young men, you have the advantage of strength. And therefore, it is good to take advantage of this. Lamentation 3, verse 27 says, It is good for man that he bear the yoke in his youth. Young people, I suggest to you today that you work hard to prepare for the future. Proverbs 21, verse 5 says, the thoughts of the diligent tend only to the plenteous, but of everyone that is hasty only to want. Hard work will be rewarded. Hard work is good for you, young people. Those who work hard will make good in life, and the lazy, they're going to have more trouble. Proverbs 10, verse 4 says, he becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. And then Proverbs 12, verse 24 says, the hand of the diligent shall bear the rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. In the New Testament, people were encouraged to work, as we see in 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 11 through 12. Now, hard work is important. It's very important. But it is not to the neglect of spiritual things. Physical labor is important. But listen, young people, the work of the Lord is more important. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58 says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain. Usually those who are diligent workers at school, on the job, and in the home, they'll also be hard workers in the Lord's kingdom. And we must urge the young to grow spiritually and become mature Christians so that they might make it heaven. One must sow to the Spirit in order to obtain heaven. Listen to the Apostle Paul in Galatians 6, verse 8. Pay attention. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life. Young people should grow spiritually. Do not neglect your spiritual growth. The kingdom of God must come first, and all of these other things that interest you, they must be secondary. Use your talents for the Lord. Sometimes we hear about young people who are involved in some school activity, maybe in choir or drama or something of that sort, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But sometimes to get that young man to make a talk, church on Wednesday night, or to get that young girl to sing out and use that beautiful voice she's got is almost impossible. Remember, young people, the Lord gave you that talent, and you need to use it for the Lord and for His cause. It makes no difference. It matters not what else you may do in this life. No matter what station you might attain in this life, if you miss heaven, you missed it all. Young people, I would urge you to honor your father and mother. Ephesians 6, verses 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, that thou mayest live long on the earth. Now there are two commandments right here. There's a command to obey, and there's a command to honor. Young people, don't do this grudgingly, but do it with respect, for this is for your benefit. They are helping you move from foolishness to righteousness. Proverbs 22, verse 15. Now it is important that this be in the Lord, as we read there in Ephesians 6, verse 1. Some try to raise their children in the Lord, some do not. If it's not the case with you, young people, as you get old enough to realize this, respect your parents, but do not follow them into sin. Young people need to listen to their elders. 1 Peter 5, verse 5 says, likewise, ye younger, submit yourself unto the elder. All of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Now I realize that the immediate context here is about submitting to elders in the church. But that principle applies beyond that. There is wisdom to be gained from those who are older than us. This is not a substitute for following God's word, but it is a reminder. It is a reminder to have the humility to listen. Proverbs 12, verse 15 says, the way of the fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Young people, you do not have all the answers. Older people know more about being young than young people do about being old. Young people, I want to urge you, speak to old people. Ask advice of old people. Make friends of old people. Most of us don't bite. Young people, I want to urge you to remember your Creator. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. This is the foundation for everything. It is the foundation for everything in your life. And if you forget God, everything else will be misdirected. And you'll end up living a life of futility and vanity. Now, this doesn't mean that you can't turn to God later on in life, but it is more difficult. We can easily become distracted or bitter with old age. And besides this, we don't know how long we have. Youth, oh, it's such a blessing, but it's fleeting. It won't be there long. And while you are young, make sure you are doing these things that are good for you. Long ago, Jesus took the meager resources of a young boy, 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, to which Andrew proclaimed, but what is that among so many? But Jesus took that and he performed a great miracle. Now, there may be a young person sitting in this audience tonight who thinks, what do I have? I don't have much. What can I do? But who knows? Who knows whether or not great things may be done in the kingdom when you let Jesus have what you got.